Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
I just don't have the time. Have you ever said that before? Well, a few months ago, I surveyed a group of blogging students on the challenges they are facing when it comes to pursuing their passion. And while I heard many answers, there was a clear winner that stood out, and it was this statement: I just don't have the time to pursue my passion or start a business. Many of them are working full-time jobs, they have family responsibilities, and they're just too tired in the evenings to work on their business. Now, while I was processing how to help this group move forward with their dreams, Pat Flynn over at the Smart Passive Income blog posted some great advice on his Facebook page about this very topic. Here's what he said: work for yourself first. This means before you spend time at work, wake up a little earlier and work on your business first. Even just an hour a day dedicated to building your business can go a long way, because over time, this investment adds up. So today I want to talk to you about the real secret. The real secret is to work for yourself first. See, 2 years ago, I was seeing some success in my own online business, but it was not at the level that I was totally happy with at the time. Life for me was already super busy. I was trying to run a successful executive search firm. I was involved in my church. My kids were involved in little league sports, and my life was busy. Well, my answer, although it wasn't something that I loved at first, my answer was 5 o'clock a.m. It wasn't until I made that commitment to wake up early, avoid normal distractions, and work for myself first, that I began to seize some momentum in my business. Now, I know most of you are probably thinking right now, well, Jonathan, that's great, but I'm just not a morning person. Well, I lived with that excuse for a while until I asked myself this question: how's that working for you? You see, if you want different results, you have to do different things. And I want to share with you at least 5 reasons why the philosophy of work for yourself first is the answer to where you want to go. Number 1, willpower is a limited daily supply. Now, I've talked about this before on the blog, and I've even mentioned it on the podcast, but I believe it's true. If I wait to work on my business later, the focus, concentration, and commitment just aren't there. Now, it could be different for you, but I'm guessing probably not. Be determined to do your most important stuff early in the morning, because my willpower and your willpower is on a limited daily supply. Number 2, another great reason to work for yourself first early in the morning is there's just less distractions that happen early in the morning. You know, I also found that my early morning work session was completely free of distractions. I'm talking about both external and internal distractions. No one was looking for me at 5 o'clock a.m. The phone is not ringing for me at 5 a.m. I am free to work. Now, while I have to watch myself, my internal distractions are less at this time as well. You know, I always remind myself in those early morning work sessions that I didn't wake up to work at 5 a.m. only to surf Facebook. It frees you from that, because you have a mission and a purpose, and you know exactly what it is that you're trying to do. Number 3, another great reason to work for yourself first in the morning, is the snowball effect is in full force. Never underestimate the power of flow and momentum in your work. Carving out consistent time to work on your passion is far better than carving out a full day. Yes, what I just said has been way true for me. You know, there's times where I'm like, I have all day to do this thing. And guess what? It takes me all day to accomplish it. And I get way less done than if I just would have been consistent every single day at moving that forward. So to reiterate this, I get way more done in 5 1-hour early morning work sessions than I do in a single 5-hour block of time. And I think this has to do with willpower. But momentum also comes from consistency. Being consistent will bring momentum more than anything. Number 4, joy is an incredible alarm clock. Now, I wish I would have coined this phrase, but it actually comes from John Acuff's book, Start. In the book, John makes the point that joy will wake you up and keep you up. This is how non-morning people turn early morning work sessions into a regular habit. There is nothing more energizing than having something to look forward to when your feet first hit the floor. Number 5, being normal is not an option. If being normal is okay for you, then stay on the road to average. Average is hitting the snooze button several times, rolling out of bed grumpy, hopping in the car late, and being surprised at rush hour traffic. Oh, and let's add one more thing. Enduring a job you don't like just for the weekend. If that's what you want, do that. If not, work for yourself first each day. And that's my encouragement to you. If you have a desire, you have a passion to start a business, or maybe you're currently doing a side hustle business and it's something that you're really passionate about and you want to get it out there to the world, the secret for you, my friend, just may be to work for yourself first. This podcast is brought to you by the 30-Day Get Productive Challenge. It's a free online video course you can take to double your productivity in the next 30 days. Along with the challenge, you get worksheets, PDF checklist, and more. To start the challenge, just go to jonathanmilligan.com.